Okay, so hi, we're the part of the innovation team in UCD, and today we're conducting an interview with this lovely man in front of me. Can I ask you to introduce yourself and maybe give us your name and the role you perform in education?
Okay, so my name is John Hegarty. I'm a second level teacher in a school in Kildare. I'm also the IT coordinator in the school.
That's great, thanks John.
Hi John, great to talk to you. Can I ask you, John, can you describe the role of Google Apps in your learning space?
So Google Apps for me is the glue that kind of holds everything together. Google Apps, the two things I would say about it is it's great for communication and it's great for collaboration. So it's a place where students can get all their stuff together, work on it and share it with each other and then present it in some way.
Great. And in terms of teachers and, you know, the education providers, what do you think the benefits of Google Apps would be for them?
Are you talking about within my school or generally?
In general.
It's the fact that it's free, the fact that it's web-based and will work on any platform, so it doesn't matter what device or what laptop or what operating system students or teachers have, they'll be able to use this platform in a very productive way. Again, the fact that it's free
is
a big deal. Yeah.
And then what skills do you reckon the educators are going to need to use Google Apps?
It's not something that people are going to learn in one go. I'd say the way that people probably enter into it will be through email. And when they start using email on a regular basis, and then they can start experimenting with the other apps. And it's something, you know, it can be a trial and error thing. There's an awful lot of resources on the internet that will help you along the way. But for many teachers, I think the hurdle is to get comfortable with the idea that the students in front of them will probably learn this much faster than them. And that in many cases, they will need to take on the role of facilitator, and where they can facilitate and guide students in what they're doing. But let the students, you know, take the driving seat from the point of view of they're the ones who will probably be able to use these applications much more quickly.
And in your own experience in your own college, how have students responded to the use of Google Apps?
Very well. All the students are given an email address on their first day in the school, and all of the teachers have Google Apps email addresses as well. And for many of the teachers, because we've been using email for a long time, the email they got from the school was their first email address, and for many of them their only email address, so they're very used to using it. And increasingly now they're finding it's a really useful way to share resources with the students. So if a student has missed a class, they can have the worksheet up on Google Drive, it can be shared out, and they don't need to be running around photocopying stuff and all that kind of thing.
Have any students ever objected to the use of Google or Google Apps?
They've never objected. One that does arise at this time of the year is I'll send out an email to all the sixth years who are leaving the school and simply say to them, okay, that Google account is yours. You can continue to use it for as long as Google provides it to us for free. But if you prefer, we can delete this account now and you're moving on. That choice is yours. So out of the last group of 70, one student asked for his account to be deleted. Some students will continue to use it. A lot of students will have it, and then as they move into third level or work, they'll get a different email address and they leave their school one behind.
And in your role as an educator, have you identified a really creative app that can be used in learning?
The apps aren't creative. The creativity comes from the students and from the way that the apps are being used. So just looking at any of the individual apps within the Google Suite, none of them are very exciting. But the things that you might be doing them are how you record and talk about the things that you did in class, they can be much more interesting. So one that I just talked about was, say one of the transition years did their portfolio, and then one of the events that they had in the physics class was to build a straw tower. So they're given 25 straws and a meter of tape, build their tower. So the guy, they videoed what they had done, and they were able to talk about what they had done, so then they were able to present their work in an imaginative way, and they get enjoyment out of that.
That's brilliant.
That's great, John.
John, thank you for your time today and for sharing your knowledge with us.
Thank you.